Oh, hello, darling. What can I do for you? Checking up on me? I'm hurt. I thought you trusted me more by now. That's not it, is it? There's no need to be coy. If you are after something. No. Oh, you poor thing. You can't sleep. Then why, I wonder, have you come to me? Looking for someone to tie you out? Because I'll have you know, it would take an awful lot to tie me out. You're quite all right. Oh. Right. No, of course that makes sense. You came to me because we're whatever we are. It hasn't been playing on your mind, has it? What I said. I didn't say it in order to cause you any stress. Yes and no. I'm not quite sure I understand. Yes, it's been weighing on your mind, but not in a bad way. Well, that's good. That's good. I fear I've made things awkward between us. No? Suppose I'm outside of my area of expertise. And it's a little daunting at best. Of course, I wouldn't have said it if I didn't trust you, at least somewhat. And I meant it. You know that, right? Just not sure that I'll be very good at all of this. Well, I take it you came to me because since our embrace, if you will, since I said what I said, you know. You're coming to me because that's what people who fall for each other do. You wanted comfort. And I responded by flirting. Yes, sounds quite like me. Though I have to admit, I'm not really sure what you expected. Not exactly sure how to comfort you or anyone, I mean. So, I suppose I should ask, what's keeping you awake? Not thoughts of me, is it? I could understand I not helping, right? If it's nightmares, I suppose I have plenty of experience with those, and yet, regretfully, not very much advice on how to keep them away. I see. Well, given that I haven't had much practice in this, I suppose there's no time like the present in learning how to be thoughtful. Did you want something in particular? I can certainly distract your mind from whatever nasty thoughts were in there. Oh, I can be such a good distraction. Though I'm sure you can be too. Well, you have been. I can't help but notice. You do seem at least a little flushed. Are you sure you're just here for me to... Well, you can't have expected a lot from me. Of course, if you truly did just come over here to sit by my side and have me run my fingers through your hair, or whatever, if you merely wanted to share a bedroll, that would be fine. I don't think I've slept next to someone this closely and it not had other activities involved in a very long time. It could be nice, I suppose. However, if you were hoping for someone to help tie you out in case of any insomnia, or whatever, I would be more than happy to lend a hand. Opening up to you about my past wasn't meant to exactly scare you off, or make you think that I'm unable to be intimate with you anymore. I very much still want to. I suppose you are right in that I need to make sure that I'm doing what I want, and that I'm not feeling pressured. But, given how sickeningly nice you are, and how you've been so far, it seems as if you do a fine, annoyingly good job at checking in with me. I have no doubt that if I show the tiniest bit of being reluctant or uncomfortable, that you will stop things. And I'm attempting to learn that if you want to do something nice for me, I do not have to do anything in return. But let me make it clear that that goes both ways. So, if, per se, I would be willing to help you out with your little predicament, tie you out, you would be accepting of if I did not want to go all the way, shall we say, that I would very much like to touch you, but perhaps you touching me could wait for another night when I've had more time to think. Well, I'm glad you're agreeable. So, we could do this hill. Worried everyone will hear. I can't help it if you can't keep your mouth closed. Not that I tell you to stop, of course. It is quite appealing hearing how much you want me, how much you need me. Shall we wander a little ways into the forest, then? Then do keep up. Poor thing. Unable to sleep. Hoping for somewhere to turn to. Someone. And lucky for you, you have me. So, will you let me help you? I think that's what you want, isn't it? To feel taken care of. I know it's a daunting thing to ask for, but you trust me, right? I promise I'll take good care of you. I have so far, haven't I? I know it might feel like things are going to change. I'm a little worried that they will, but I think that their change is for good. As much as being intimate with someone, now that feelings are involved, is frankly terrifying to me. As I said before, you are incredible. I want this to work quite badly. So I have to be careful with you now. Extra careful, if you will. And I suppose I have to trust you a little more. That when you say it's all right for me to not want to do something that I don't have to. You are sweet. Well, what I was thinking, I'm getting you nice and relaxed, and I could make you come on my fingers. At your request, I suppose, I am not doing things that I'm not sure I'm comfortable with, and so, unfortunately for you, darling, as much as I hate to deprive you of it, you won't be getting my cock tonight. A shame, I know. But I don't plan on depriving you of it forever. I think I would like to explore you. Not that I haven't already. But under this new light, if you will, without having to worry about being touched. When there has been far too many occasions of, well, you know, unwanted touching. Not ever by you, though. Don't fear. I said you don't have to do anything in return. That's not what I'm trying to... Oh. Well, now. I was about to turn you down. I assumed you were trying to offer some sort of mutual sexual arrangement, but... Feeding. Well, I can never quite say no to that, can I? Or are you asking this for your benefit, my dear? Perhaps you like me drinking from you more than you want to admit. Perhaps I'll even do it while my fingers are still inside of you. Would you like that? I think you would. Then, would you like to remain clothed? We're so worried about someone finding us. Do whatever you will. I can easily slip my hands underneath them. And you respond so beautifully to my touch. If I were easily offended, I would think you were merely shivering because my hands are so cold, but no. Oh, sweet girl. Shall we sit? Come between my legs. Your back against my chest. Let me envelop you. Good girl. That's it. You don't need to worry about a thing. This is all to get you nice and sleepy. Remember, can't excite you too much now. And can you believe it, but I won't tease you for too long. Seeing as you've been tossing and turning, waiting for someone to help. You've already waited long enough, haven't you? But now wait. And you're going to let my hand slide under your clothes and between your legs. And you were being so coy, coming over to me as if you just wanted to talk. You wanted this from the start, didn't you, darling? Already so wet for me. Were you like this before you even came over, I wonder? If you had been lying awake, unable to sleep, and you thought, perhaps I'll tire myself out. And you did it with thoughts of me. No. You should. I'd be awfully flattered. I can just imagine it now. My helpless girl. writhing and moaning, but trying to keep quiet. Your hands stuffed between your legs, stroking and prodding. But it wasn't enough, because it wasn't me. And you need me to take care of you, don't you? It's not the same if it's your own hands. No. Not anymore. Not now you've had a taste of me. That's it. My fingers feel good. Oh, I'm not taking it easy on you at all. Much as I would love to drag this out. Oh, we do have somewhere to be tomorrow, so... I'm not taking any mercy on you. I want you to come. And you're going to tell me when you're close. And then I'll indulge. Just... here. I wonder if you'd taste any sweeter if I was drinking from you as you came. Shall we find out? I'm positively dying, dear. That's it. Grind and buck into my hand. Take what you need. Let me help you. Waiting so long. You never have to wait again now you're with me. Anytime you need a little company, whether this sort or not, I'm here. I want to be here. So, tell me that you're close. I'm going to tell you to come for me, and then I'm going to bite just here. Do you think you can do that? Just relax into me and take it. Let the pleasure wash over you, and come for me. Good girl, that's it. So good. Oh, you spoil me. Getting to taste you and hear all of those delicious noises. I have you. I suppose this will be different now, won't it? Well, now that you know that, rather than running straight off, I must confess, I would like to stay with you. After moments like this. That. Before I was. A little. In denial. If you will. That I think I would like to. From now on. Make sure that you're alright. After. Done with our fun, if you will. And I would hope, perhaps, that you'd be willing to do the same for me. I'm not quite used to aftercare, as they call it. But if we're going to be us, I think that we should. So, if you allow me to cover you back up. May I carry you back to camp? And not give a fuck what the others think. And pull you into my bed with me. Delightful. Then, hold on to me. I promise not to drop you. And, darling, thank you. Rest assured, very soon I will not be able to keep my hands off you. And I can fuck you like you deserve. You'll just have to wait a little longer for it. Right.